Okay, I guess we're recapitulating, I'm not sure. You recall a woman who had lost her husband?
A widow?
And do you have a name for one whose husband has just run off and left her?
No, I have heard people use widow woman, though.
Okay, well, does that mean just a widow or one whose husband's run off?
Just a widow.
Okay.
Same thing.
And the man whose son you are is your...
Father.
And what do you call your father?
Daddy.
Okay, what are some other common things that children call their fathers?
Dad, Papa, Pop. That's all that comes to mind.
Okay. How about his wife is your...
Mother.
And you call her?
Mama.
Any other common things that you've heard children call their mothers?
Mommy.
Would mommy be used more by small children?
Probably so. One other thing I didn't mention. I might occasionally call my father the old man, but strangely wouldn't call my mother the old lady.
Oh, to his face, would you refer to him as the old man?
I don't think I ever have.
Okay. Your father and mother together are your?
Parents.
And your father's father is your?
Grandfather.
And what do you call your grandfather?
Well, I didn't know my grandfather on my mother's side, but, what did I? I guess I call my father's father Granddaddy.
Okay, any other things you've heard children call grandparents?
Grandpapa, I guess. And then they're, you know, names like Big Daddy and stuff like that.
Do you hear those in Troy?
A good friend of mine called her grandfather Big Daddy, and her grandmother Big Mama.
Okay. And what do you call your grandmother?
My mother's side, I call her Nana. And my father's side, I call her Mamaw.
Okay.
And I don't know how that came about.
Okay. Your sons and daughters are your?
Children.
Anything else people might say?
Kids. I don't know. For some reason, I seem to be prejudiced against that word. It seems to be more of a... I associate it with media and advertising, TV and radio, you know, by the kids, such and such. I'd rather just say children.
Okay.
Youngins.
Okay.
Heard that too.
All right. Would you use it?
I might, but
seriously?
Mostly just children. Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously.
A name that a child is known by just in the family is a...
I just call that a nickname, I guess. I'm really not sure if I've heard of pet name or basket name. Those aren't too familiar.
Are there any nicknames in your family that you can repeat?
Let's see.
For yourself or anyone else?
Well, when I was going to Boys State, when I was in high school, for some reason or another, Honey Bear caught on. I wasn't too thrilled about that. Nobody has called me that since, and I don't care to revive it.
Okay. I won't, I promise. Something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it will lie down.
I'd call that a baby carriage.
Anything else?
I don't know. I might call it a stroller.
Even if it's lying down, you'd still call it a stroller?
I guess so.
All right. And then you say you put the baby in the carriage and you go out and...
I'd probably say stroll him around.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't think so.
All right. And talking about why your children range in age, other than oldest, you might say your child is the...
Most grown up.
Okay. We won't push that one any further. Your children are your son and your...
Daughter.
And a boy and a...
Girl.
If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's...
Pregnant.
Other terms. Is pregnant what you would use now?
Yeah, that's a neutral term for me. Expecting, neutral too.
Was pregnant ever not neutral?
Not to me.
Not new to your
knowledge? No. I've, for a girl, say, who's not married and who's pregnant, knocked up. That's a little bit derogatory, I suppose.